This is the Feedback Podcast with Wayne Hepler.
Feedback exclusive.
Podcast exclusive here.
Podcast exclusive here.
Hi, I'm Wayne Hepler, and welcome to the Feedback Podcast with Cindy Mumby, the Director of Governmental and Community Relations for Harford County. And if you heard her on radio, you know we had a lot of fun. And there's more where that came from here with Barry Glassman's take on Donald Trump, the Black Lives Matter movement, and what it was like to come from opioids to COVID to the end of your term.
Feedback exclusive.
So it's podcast time on Feedback with Cindy Mumby, the Director of Governmental and Community Relations for Harford County. And this is the year you say goodbye to the job. And as we did on radio, you know, we found it quite a job, everything from opioids to blimps. What does one do for an encore after you've done this job? Now, you know, in all courtesy, you're not a spring chicken. You and I are relatively similar ages, and so retirement is at least something that someone could talk about where we are here. But I don't know if that's your game plan or not.
I really don't have a game plan because I am living in a world where I don't control outcomes of elections, and I know that. So I've made peace with that. And actually, it doesn't bother me. If I look back on my various careers from, you know, stockbroker to local news to stay-at-home mom to this, just about every 10 years, I somehow turn the page and do something else. And I've loved every single thing I've done, and I felt like everything I did before helped me in the thing I did next. So I'm really at peace with it. And maybe that's part of not being a spring chicken. You just, you know, I'm ready to seize opportunity, but I'm not fretting over it.
Has Barry invited you to stay on?
If
he wins, right? If he wins.
Well, that's the part that we don't control.
Right. So if he does.
To be determined.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Spoken like a true politician. I asked if he was running for governor. Well, Wayne, oh, Barry, come on. You haven't been talking political to me the entire interview. And suddenly he waxes, you know, tongue.
He really was undecided at that time, though, I'll tell you.
Was he?
Yeah, he really was.
So he thought about it.
He did.
And why turn it down?
I think this was really the better fit for him. You know, in my conversations with him, first of all, as a Republican in a majority Democrat state, and people know what the governor does. I don't think most people, if you stop 10 people on the street and ask them what the comptroller does, if you got an answer out of one of them, I'd be surprised. Which is what he's running for next. Either way, it was going to be a heavy lift. The question is, you wake up on the day after Election Day and you got the job. Which one do you really want?
And he didn't want it?
I wouldn't say he didn't want it. I think he wanted comptroller more. It's a better fit. It's a good fit for his skill set.
If we take some perspective to the question of Barry Glassman for governor, Republican running in the wake of a two-time successful Republican in a state that doesn't elect a whole lot of Republicans, could one have said, well, ain't good timing? The cycle is winding down and might be heading back to Democrats?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Hogan was such a singular story. You know, there were just so many things that were in his favor, not the least of which I think was the Change Maryland tidal wave that he created on social media and in other ways. That was a new aspect to the race. And I don't want to present myself as a political expert. I'm just, you know, sitting in the cheap seats like everybody else. And that's sort of my perspective on it.
A little different view, though, from your seat.
A little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah. When you talk about, briefly, let's digress from Barry here a little bit. You talk about Governor Hogan and the whole changing the face of Maryland thing. I'm not sure people fully understand what that is. How can you nutshell that for us?
Change Maryland?
Yeah.
Well, he really started a grassroots campaign prior to running for governor that was about making Maryland more business friendly, pointing out that we're a heavily taxed state, that there were a lot of fees, and he was just more of a common sense kind of a figure. And he's very plain spoken. He talks like you and I do. He doesn't talk like a politician. And I think people respected that.
They sensed genuineness in a politician?
Yeah. It happens, Wayne. It can happen.
Pardon my stunned tone of voice. real people. Nasia, can you believe that? My producer and I were both sitting here with our hands up. What is Cindy running by us? Cindy is Cindy Mumby, Director of Governmental and Community Relations, which in many ways makes her the communications director for the county, Harford County. Been doing it for a while. We talked on air about the opioids epidemic, which for a while was really the story. I mean, before COVID, it was opioids. So, golly, lucky us, transition from opioids to COVID. I know you did a lot of town halls, et cetera, but again, a topic that could go on forever. In a nutshell, what was the approach and do you think it really worked?
I think what was unique about the approach was that from the very beginning, Barry was willing to talk about the epidemic and the fact that it touched every zip code. So it was breaking down those, you know, removing the stigma and kind of pulling back the curtain and reflecting the reality, admitting the reality. So many families have been touched by this crisis in one way or another, either through, a tragic overdose death or a child who was still in the grips of opioids. And he was willing to talk about it and admit that that was the case, number one. And he did that in his inaugural address. He did it in his very first State of the County. Barry's not always emotional, but I do remember his voice breaking when he talked about a family friend who, a family that had lost a son, and he recalled holding that son in his arms when that son was a baby. And so that the loss hit home, and he was willing to pull it out of the shadows and then directed the first ever county funding towards treatment and prevention. And then I have to say, in the hands of Amber Schrodes, who is our Director of Governmental and Community Relations, and Joe Ryan at the time, who was our head of our Office of Drug Control Policy, just dedicated creative minds that has came up with programs and services that spoke directly to the needs of this group of people, not the least of which was the concept of peer recovery coaches. So if you're addicted and you're being lectured at by somebody who hasn't walked the walk, maybe not as successful. But if you're paired up with somebody who has been there, who is in recovery themselves.
Sympathetic and empathetic.
Yeah, and experienced to show life on the other side is good and happy. And there
you can
hope.
Get there from
you
here.
You can get there from here, yeah. And it's a good place to go.
Yeah. And what role did you play in this, Cindy? You're the communications person, and obviously that mattered a whole lot for a topic like this.
My role in that situation was communicating the good work of the people on the ground, what they were doing. So helping to promote programs and services and talk about those things. So that in that sense, we had such great people coming up with these different kinds of programs that my role really was to spread the word far and wide.
I remember going to a Black Lives rally in Bel Air in the rain. I'm not particularly a rallier. Happened to believe in the cause. It was interesting, having not done something like that before. I happen to be white. It's a pretty white county, to be blunt about it, right? So how does a white boss like Barry Glassman, you happen to be a Caucasian as well, with all that population around you, how do you address Black Lives Matter?
Well, I don't know that we address Black Lives Matter directly. I can tell you that Barry has very deep roots in the African-American community. In fact, that's how he got his start in politics. You may have read one of my press releases from, I guess, last year about a very longstanding case that went all the way to the Supreme Court that had to do with local planning. But the story behind that was that there was a there was some land that was slated for a rubble fill, which is where contractors would dump construction debris. And it was slated to go in next to an African-American cemetery in Gravel Hill in Havre de Grace. And Barry was connected with trying to fight that that development. These rubble fills are often put in places where there are poverty levels in African-American communities, not just in Harford County, but all around.
Lots of places, low income.
Because the residents tend to be less organized, have the time and ability to really fight.
Right.
And actually, that is what inspired Barry to run for the county council.
And really? That issue.
That case went on for all those decades, and the county was sued, and we were encouraged to settle the lawsuit, and we declined to do that and ultimately prevailed.
Huh. How long did that take?
20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. Interesting. Didn't know that story. Who edits you? You're the communications director for the county, right? I mean, I don't know about you. I share your background, marketing communications. And if I were sending something out to a whole bunch of people who could have a Democrat, Republican, Whig, Green, Libertarian point of view about it, I might think twice. Who edits you?
So I really think it is important for someone in communications to share their thoughts with somebody who has no idea what they're talking about.
Thank you. Preach it.
Oh, man. And it has saved me many a time. And there are actually people in county government who run the other way when they see me coming because they are my average person. Hey, I can you just listen to this? Because I need your take on this thing.
And I'm sure they love that title.
They do. They do.
Thank you, average person.
But it comes in handy. And one of the things I've really tried to do in county government, and I do have to give credit to Barry because he was very focused on customer service. That was one of the big, you know, we talked earlier about some of the big frameworks. One of them was fiscal responsibility. Another one was a customer service focus. And I know you'll appreciate this. We talked about the website earlier. You know, our website, a department page on the website would say, we're the department of blah, 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 and our mission is blah, 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 and nobody cares. Right. So I have tried to preach. People don't care what you do. They care what you do for them. And whenever I write something or whether we do, my department edits all the communications that come out. So if it's a flyer, if it's a video, if it's and you name it, if it comes out, we've likely touched it.
What a headache.
Amen. Yeah. But, yeah. But I really do love it because I think when we see something, we're able to turn it, if it needs turning, because a lot of the stuff comes to us and it's just fine. But if it needs turning, we're a second pair of eyes. We also don't know what the author is trying to convey.
Right. But there's a difference, though, between building content, which is fun, right? And then all the double checking and, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. There's all that. But we always try to, use common language. We don't want to talk like the government blab. We want to talk like people because that's who we are, by the way. We're your neighbors. We live here, too. Mm-hmm. We have babies. We live, we die. We're human beings, too. So to answer your question, I have a number of people who do that. I have a really terrific proofreader who has saved me so many times.
Oh, man, that is a godsend, isn't it?
Oh, amen, brother. That is so true. But there's also, and in fact, I'll kind of tell you a story about that COVID messaging has been, for a communications person, COVID has been a nightmare on steroids, right? Because the message keeps changing. And part of that is just science, right? Science doesn't stand still. You learn things. Things change. But it's also important to say that. Hmm. We thought this, and now we found out more, and now we think this. I think people are forgiving of that. But if you don't provide the connector piece, especially if you're the government, which people come to the government with a position, I think, of distrust from the get-go. I'm sorry to say that, but I think that's true.
Sure. Well, I mean, lots of history.
So we're there to break that. You know, that's what we want to break down. And so we did a series, you may have seen, of COVID PSAs about getting the vaccine. And there was a lot of messaging out there from folks with a lot more money than we had to spend that took a lot of different approaches. And what I did was that I talked to people who were unvaccinated and I tested scripts on them and they told me what made them mad. They told me what didn't bother them. They told me what was okay. And Barry did the PSAs, but the script is what they told me.
Hmm. What made them mad?
Do it for your grandma. you owe it to your country. You owe it to the rest of us.
Yeah.
that made him really mad.
Well, shaming people into doing anything tends not to be your best approach, but...
Yet it prevails.
Yeah. Yes, yes, it sure does. Hey, listen, let's take you out on a nice, soft, friendly note. Donald Trump.
Cindy, good one.
Cindy Mommy, Director of Governmental and Community Relations, Harford County. Certainly, you know, you have come through, and Barry Glassman, many others, have come through the Donald Trump era. And people have, still are finding their survival on Donald Trump or their loss, you know, on Donald Trump. And I don't know that I know where Barry has stood on that. And, you know, it didn't really have a whole lot of impact directly on him, but maybe you can tell me differently.
Yeah, I mean, I think it really dovetails with what I've said earlier about Barry. He's a moderate. You know, he's not an extremist in either way. And I remember one of his first interviews, the reporter called him a country gentleman. And I think that was so spot on. And so that style is so contrary to Barry's style that there just wasn't a fit there.
But I never know of him saying something like down with Donald or Donald's irrational or yay with Donald. I never know him to have gone on record. So was wisdom keep silent?
I think one of the things I've learned from Barry, and there are a lot of things I've learned from Barry, he stays in his lane. You know, his opinion of this or that really is not central to what he's doing every day. He's running a local government, and he doesn't feel the need to call a press conference to point fingers, condemn people, start fights. It's not his style.
All right, so you know I got to ask. We're sitting at a bar. Barry's there. You're there. Nobody else is going to hear except people listening to this podcast. What would Barry say about Donald Trump?
I think he would say that he didn't like his style.
Yeah. Cindy, always a pleasure. Thank you for hanging around for a podcast as well as for a radio show. Wish you lots of luck, peace, harmony, tranquility as you make the home stretch here into the next job you're not telling us. Like the good politician you're not. Thank you for being on the podcast.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you, Wayne.
Feedback is produced by WHFC on the campus of Harford Community College. Feedback is produced by Nasia Kramer. I'm Wayne Hepler, and we'll talk to you again on the next Feedback.